بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
March 12th, 2024. In my opinion, not a day should pass in the Islamic world where an individual fails to recite verses from the Quran. We all need to recite it. I have said this on numerous occasions that we need to read the Quran as much as possible. So recite as much of it as is feasible. Some people read 5 juz. The Quran is divided into 30 juz or equal sections a day, and others read 1 juz a day. Some read 1 hizb, half a juz, a day. If you are unable to do that, then at least read 1 page or half a page a day. But make sure you read some of it. The Quran must be recited. In the statement that I made, recitation of the Quran is for the heart of the reciter. But it is not limited to that. It is not limited to that. Both the reciter's heart and the hearts of the community should be illuminated and enlightened by the recitation of the Quran. Almighty God told His Prophet, "We have sent the Quran in discrete parts so that you may recite it for the people a little at a time." Chapter 17, verse 106. And in numerous other verses, the verses that I have already mentioned, it states that you should also recite it for the people. This is your job. We read the Quran for ourselves at home, but what you do is a higher level. You recite the Quran for other people. This is very valuable. Recognize your worth and appreciate the value of your work.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another important point to consider is the matter of contemplation. The Quran must be read with contemplation. Of course, contemplation has levels. Contemplation involves delving deeply into the Quran's meaning beyond its outward beauty. Its appearance is elegant and its interior is deep. Nahjul Balagha, Sermon 18. This appearance is the beauty of your work, recitation of the Quran, and the words and beauty of the Quran itself. The deep interior is that which is obtained through contemplation. The more you contemplate on, pay attention to, and understand the issues surrounding a verse or a word, the more knowledge and concepts you will learn from it. This is contemplation. It is a blessed book that we have sent down to you so that they may contemplate its signs. Chapter 38, verse 29.
You've